said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliff, Owen, and Gabby.
But now, the time has come for the last 24 hours.
You've been struggling to hold this in.
You've kind of been stressing every time I do promote this because, yeah, contractually, a lot of this stuff had to be kept quiet.
And I didn't trust that you were going to do it because you were so excited. You were like, I just want to tell everyone.
No faith in me whatsoever. look, it's something pretty big. And I think we got a pretty good history of bringing big stuff to Townsville. Recently, we gave away thousands of dollars with the Hitman. R&B Fridays Live.
Mm-hmm.
We R&B Which Fridays continues, Live Station. Yep. $10,000 Alpha Bucks. But I think we may have won to trump them all.
Have we won up to ourselves?
I think we have.
We've raised
and
the bar.
As usual, they do not trust us to make the announcement ourselves. So we're going to go to a heavily produced big voiceover to announce what we here at Hit 103.1 are bringing to North Queensland.
The world famous rooftop has been all around Australia.
Is everyone here to have a good time?
We're on the world-famous rooftop.
Didn't expect this, I'm not gonna lie.
And.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All around the world.
Bing!
Thanks, hi!
Welcome! Hello.
Sweet! And now, the world-famous rooftop welcomes...
This is Conrad Sewell.
Conrad Sewell.
Live in Townsville.
I know what you want, and I've got it.
Conrad Sewell in a one-off intimate performance. November 1 at a secret location.
The world famous rooftop presents.
Hey, this is Conrad Sewell.
Conrad Sewell's single, Big World, is available to stream now.
Only one station has your access to the Gotta Be There event.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
There you have it, Townsville.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Conrad Sewell.
Oh,
probably he's our premium singer-songwriter in this country at the moment.
I think so. And he just does ballads so well. Like, I'm just imagining the entire crowd with their phones out, the lights on,
man,
swaying along to what is the most phenomenal voice in Australia right now.
He and a
is
phenomenal
incredible.
Human too, like kind of turned his life around in recent years.
Yeah, he's sober now.
Partying too hard and stuff. And he's so good. I'm such a fan of this guy. And Hit 103.1's World Famous Rooftop is bringing him to Townsville November 1st. It's a Friday. In a secret location, but it will be here.
It will be
in
here
Townsville.
In our very own city. And the only way you can win your way to this once-in-a-lifetime concert is by listening to Hit 103.1 from Monday.
We're not selling tickets.
No, we are not.
So you have to win your way
to
this. So we'll have your first ticket on Monday. It doesn't matter that it's a public holiday. We're going to be here.
We'll be here.
We're going to be giving away the first ticket on Monday, and then every hour while you work, you can win your way to the world-famous rooftop presenting Conrad Sewell.
This is a not-to-be-missed event, hey, because it's never going to happen again, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's very rare that we could get Conrad Sewell to come to Townsville and do this intimate kind of performance.
This has been months in the making to get this across the line. So let's break format. Let's just leave R&B Friday behind just for 3 minutes and have a listen to this guy, the brilliance that is Conrad Sewell. Hold me up. Place now your Conrad Sewell station. This is here.
Get up with Cliff Owen and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Big Brother is back, baby. It was all announced yesterday that it was going to be returning to Australian TVs next year on Channel 7.
Channel 7,
which is a new platform.
It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have Koshy talking about it on Sunrise in the Morning.
Yeah.
I find Channel 7 shows are very Channel 7-y.
Well, we're going to...
They're all a bit the same.
I feel like we'll have to wait and see for this one because it is still an external production company that's creating
it.
It's Endemol Shine that are creating
it.
So I think it is going to be a little different, and they've already opened casting. They've opened applications for people who want to be part of this next year to apply. So I've gone through the application process so I can give you a bit of an idea of what's expected if you want to be part of it.
This is such a Gabby Elwood thing to do.
I love it.
You've done the same
I'm
with The Bachelor
so
and The Bachelorette. Like,
yeah.
I like, you will actually go through these whole application price, but then you will not hit submit.
No, and I write the most ridiculous answers. So if I do press submit, I'm in trouble. But they say, this is the catchphrase for Big Brother, it's back, the game has changed. Are you ready to play? So that sounds intriguing. You then go through to the digital casting platform. Oh, if you want to go there, it's endemolshine.com.au/bigbrother. But just Google it.
Yeah,
it's
Google
everywhere.
Big Brother applications.
Way
you'll
easier.
Yeah.
When you go through to it, I reckon it would take a good 30 minutes minimum to fill out all of the questions and everything that they require. And they say the more information you give, the better chance you have of being cast. But you can like do sections and then save it and come back later and continue. So you don't have to sit down for a full half hour.
Yeah.
And
right.
go through everything. But they go into a lot of detail. There's a whole heap of different sections. There's a section on you. So what makes you tick? What do you love? There's a section on relationships, whether you're single, in one, what your relationships in the past have been like. Your family, what would they think if you were to be in Big Brother?
It's meaty.
Friends, have you ever lied to friends? Is there anything about you that your friends don't know? Habits, why you want to be part of Big Brother. And then, and skeletons in your closet and all that kind of stuff. Then they also go into a health section that you have to fill out. And they ask if you would be willing to take a psych and medical assessment before being approved to go on Big Brother, which I think that's probably really important.
I think it's very essential.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. And then once you've filled out all of those 50,000 million questions, you then have to attach 3 photos and a video of you explaining why you'd be great in Big Brother. So it's very involved.
I don't know what shocks me more, the fact that it is that involved or the fact that Hot Dogs was able to complete all of that.
Yeah. Well, no, you're
in Big Brother.
They've definitely made it harder to get in after Hot Dogs.
Well,
they saw him and they were like, no.
They can't have a repeat. Can't have a repeat of Hot Dogs.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Mums are great. Love our
mums. Mums are the best.
For me, and I mean, this can't say this for everyone, can't speak for everyone, but for me, my mother is one of the best humans, probably the best human in my life.
You should call more often.
You know what? We all should. We're all not good enough to our mums, are we? But I did actually call mum yesterday. And it's sort of sticking in my mind because I say that mum's probably the best human I know. But yesterday, she did the dodgiest thing that she's ever told me about. I'm sure she's done other stuff in her life that I don't really want to know about.
And she probably doesn't want you to know about it.
But yesterday, she owned up to this, and it hit me because my mum's pretty straighty 180. Mm. She's pretty straight and narrow.
Yeah, she's your
Leslie
moral
Clifton,
compass.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. But she rang me, and she goes, oh, I've got a funny story. She actually said, this might be good for your radio show.
God, I love her.
Right,
oh,
Mom.
Leslie.
All right, Mum. So what happened? She goes, well, I've had to order a new mobile phone for your father. And that's very typical. My dad is completely computer illiterate.
Gotcha.
And he's paperwork illiterate and all that as well too. Like my mum does all of my dad's life admin.
Sure.
So if he had to order a new phone online.
Oh, he'd be hopeless. My dad's the same.
He could not do that. Yeah. My mum would have to do that. And it was kind of ridiculous because yesterday she had to call the phone provider that they use to find out where the phone is because they've been waiting for weeks and my dad doesn't have a phone.
Okay.
And kind of like I said, Dad's so bad at phone admin, at life admin, he couldn't even ring him up on the phone and sort that out. This is my mum's department. But the guy on the other end of the line at this phone provider was like, no, I can't speak to you about it. I have to speak to Peter Clifton.
She's like, well, I'm the one who ordered it.
She's like, exactly. She's like, he wouldn't know what to say. He can't do this sort of stuff. So then Mum, being the, I guess, quick thinker that she is, she's just gone, oh, okay, I'll just get him. Takes the phone off her ear, clears her throat, then comes back on and goes, g'day, this is Peter. And she pretended to be my dad.
And what can they do? Because they can't be rude and be like, you've got a very feminine voice,
yeah,
Peter.
Yeah, you said, Mr. Clifton, there you sound like a woman putting on a man's voice.
How dare you?
I said that to her. I said, what are they going to do?
They don't
know what dad sounds like.
No.
Anyway, it works. And they go, oh, the phone should be there by mid next week at the latest. Like, that's all she wanted to know.
Oh, that's not a lot of information
that she needed. It's really not. Like, it was kind of ridiculous.
That is hilarious.
But I just love that my mum did something so dodgy because it's so out of character for her. And I think it's often the case, like when your mum does something
that's
a bit dodge like that, you're going to remember it because usually they're the most straighty 180 people in our lives, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's it. My mum is, like, I wouldn't even know anything dodgy she'd done because my mum is even straighty 180 to the point where my dad got paid cash for a job one time.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I need to put this on the books. So if she did something dodgy, it would really stick out like a sore thumb.
No cash through this pill.
This business ain't no cash business.
Look, Townsville 13, 12, 16, give us a call. When's your mum been a bit dodgy?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to know, because like we say, when your mum does act a bit dodge, it tends to stick in your mind, doesn't it?
It definitely does.
And look, you can be totally anonymous if you want. You don't have to name your mum. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah. We don't want to get in, trouble here.
No.
It's judge-free zone.
Completely. But 13, 12, 16, we just want that stories when your mum's been a little bit dodgy.
And you're just like, what? Mum?
Well, to be honest, my initial response was that. Then the second response was like, I'm actually kind of, you're kind of rebel. Like, you're kind of cool
I'm
now, mum.
Kind of impressed.
I'm kind of impressed with your ingenuity.
I'm not just a mum. I'm a cool mum. Yeah.
Michael's here. Michael, when's your mum been a bit dodgy, bro?
My mum is probably the dodgiest person in Australia.
This is great.
What's the worst thing she's done?
The worst thing she's done. So I used to be in the army, and she dropped me off at my training, and so there was about 1,000 guys on this training base. Mm. And she dropped me off at about 10 in the morning, and I went off, and after lunch, about 1:30, I came out of the mess, and I looked ahead, and there's my mum walking around, and she's just walking around talking to guys, trying to pick them up.
So is she single, I'm assuming?
No, she was married.
That's so much worse.
Flirting with 18, 19-year-olds, and I was very, very embarrassed.
Wow.
And you're trying to make friends with these guys. How awkward.
Yeah, and so she. Yeah.
That is, you know what, Leslie Clifton, my mum, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now we're predicting the grand final result, Cliffo, because, you know, some people are busy. They don't have time to watch the grand final on Sunday, so we're just going to tell them now who's going to win.
So this has been a big week.
It has.
Fun challenges. And getting to know two unique individuals.
Yes.
Israel, who we're calling the biggest Raiders supporter in North Queensland.
And
Jess the Mad Rooster.
Both of them have decorated their rooms, their cars, everything with their supporter gear. They are well and truly fanatics. So what better people to predict the grand final result?
So we're two challenges to the grand final predictor experiment in, I guess. And the guys are one challenge apiece.
Yes.
So this we're calling the decider, a game we've nicknamed Bullseye. Now, we went to Strand Park and we set up a bullseye in the middle of the park, and the guys were standing 10 metres out, and the first person to kick a footy through the bullseye wins.
We did let them take a couple of steps in each time they failed.
2 metres. So 2 metres every time. Yeah. Each failed attempt, they get 2 metres closer to the bullseye until eventually someone gets it. And this is how it panned out, our very last grand final predictor challenge. Have a listen. How do you go when it comes to the boot, Izzy?
Not real good at all.
All right, hey. How about you, Jess? Confident?
Quietly.
Nothing quiet about a Rooster supporter. All right, Izzy, first kick.
Let's just make note as well, Izzy's not wearing any shoes because he wore thongs down, so maybe that is a bit of a disadvantage.
Raiders thongs, though.
Might be a tough one.
Game on, Izzy, whenever you're ready, mate. Bullseye, kick number one. He's way off. He's kicked it to the right-hand side.
Distance and direction were both way off.
Yeah. Probably about 3 metres to the right of the bullseye, but Jess, the Rooster, whenever you are ready. And she's even worse. She's
terrible.
Kicked it about 1 metre in front of herself.
A bit quieter with that confidence.
We've moved 2 metres closer to the bullseye. So we've gone from the 10-metre mark to the 8-metre mark. Izzy, whenever you're ready.
Here he goes. Oh,
he's getting better.
He's about 1 metre closer, but that's still pretty far away.
Still 2 metres to the right. Jess, kick number two for Jess. She's gone better for length time.
But direction, yeah, maybe it's the wind. Maybe we need to put a little wind, one of those wind kites, so that they can check what their speed and velocity is before they try the kicking.
I'm just hearing bad tradesmen blame their tools.
No try.
From the 8-metre mark to the 6-metre mark. We're only 6 metres out now. Izzy, when you're ready. No, he's still off.
A little bit too long that time.
A bit too much oomph in it.
Are we ever going to get this?
I don't know.
Maybe this was a terrible idea.
Jess, Booster Rooster, kick number three for Jess. Oh, she's done it! She's done it! From the 6-metre mark, she has won it and taken it out. Jess, congratulations.
Amazing.
I think you are even more surprised than us that you got that in.
totally surprised. Totally and utterly surprised.
It was a little grubber. And wow, I'm completely shocked. I thought we were going to get to the 2 meter mark. Congratulations. Well done for taking it out.
Thank you.
Izzy, commiserations, my friend. She has taken it out on the day.
Yeah, well done.
It was pretty phenomenal.
That is how it has panned out after three massive challenges over 2 days.
So what we can take from that is it's going to be close.
Yes.
But the Roosters are going to win on Sunday. That is our prediction.
That is our NRL Grand Final predictor.
It upsets me to say it, but that's our prediction.
I guess we will find out come full time on Sunday evening. Yeah. For now, it's been stacks of fun. Thank you so much to Izzy and Jess. And relive all the action at hit.com.au. This catch-up podcast, the video's coming as well at our social media. Hit 103.1 Townsville on Face if you want to check it out.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Boompa, doompa-dee-doo. I've got another puzzle for you.
It ain't Willy Wonka, but Cara Milk returned this week to stores to a huge hype. Like, there was a lot of fanfare around the return of Cara Milk. People were freaking out.
Sold out in Curwen.
Could not get it in Curwen. Yeah, it was shocking, the number of people that were racing to the supermarket to buy some. But there has been a little bit of backlash of people going, this isn't how I remember it tasting. And it's surprising that people are saying that because I couldn't remember what it tasted like from last time because it was so long ago. And when I tried it again this time, I was like, it's just white chocolate.
Yeah, unpopular opinion of yours.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan.
Not a big fan.
It was just white chocolate.
I do adore it.
Well,
I love it because I like white chocolate and I like caramel.
I'm not the only one who had. You didn't try it last time, though. That's the difference here. Did you?
Yeah, I tried it last time.
Oh. I must have been thinking about
someone else. Talking about?
Sorry.
Well, do I look like a man who doesn't try new chocolate?
Do you think it changed since last time, though?
I haven't had much this time around because I haven't been able to get my hands on a full bar yet.
Mm.
I only got to have four little squares that you were kind enough to give me.
You're lucky you got four.
And I will admit, I had them. I was drinking a coffee at the time, my taste buds were probably already a little bit burnt.
Gotcha.
But I didn't notice a difference.
Well, there has been a lot of people in the same camp as I have been saying that the flavour is just not the same. It tastes very similar to white chocolate. There's not enough caramel there. And that it had more depth of flavour last time it was around. And Cadbury has actually confirmed the batch may taste different because it is a new batch. You can't always get the recipe to be 100%. Exactly the same as the last one when you're doing a new batch. So they said, yeah, you're right. It might taste different.
I guess we forget that, hey, because still, even though we're eating a very processed food, it's made from raw ingredients.
Yeah.
So if the world cocoa supply changes, do you know what I mean?
Is there cocoa in white chocolate?
I don't know.
There's a lot of sugar. Maybe they've just got the sugar count off.
Nice.
But it did shock me because I thought, as you said, when it's a production line, they would just go beep, 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 and it would be the exact same recipe and off you'd go. But yeah, I'm not the only one who's upset with the new Cara Milk.
Let's be honest, if you're sitting around with a Matt Preston-style cravat on critiquing your Cara Milk, you're probably taking it a little too seriously.